Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Danielle Sundberg, the founder of health and wellness brand I'm a Healing and an expert in human growth potential. And Danielle, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks so much, Eric, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you bet, and really looking forward to hearing from you, and also thanks so much for your time. So tell us, as we look at what a conscious entrepreneur is, what exactly is a conscious entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's a great question. To me, conscious entrepreneurship is really a blend of two things. It's a blend of purpose and process. So by purpose, what I mean is staying connected to your mission. And your mission doesn't have to be to save the world. Your mission is whatever lights you up and inspires you. But, you know, more likely than not, what inspires you is something that is also going to enrich society. And when entrepreneurs fall off track, I would say, and they become unconscious, is when they stray from that purpose. And we see that often because society values profit and traditional business structures work towards the realization of revenue. And the profit then, therefore, becomes the purpose. And people start justifying their business decisions by the bottom line. And that comes often at the expense of the community that their business is supposed to be supporting and enriching. And then the second piece of that is process. And what I mean by that is how you actually do your business. How do you treat your co-founders and your employees? How do you structure incentives? What values are actually getting rewarded? Do they match the things that you say you value? How do you source materials? It's just keeping a mindful approach to doing what you do.
I certainly like your response there, and a great way to kick things off. It's clear and concise, and really appreciate that for sure. Now, tell us also, how do you actually practice this theory in business? Talk to us further about that.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that we do is structure our leadership team differently. We actually have a flat organization instead of that traditional hierarchical structure with official C-suite titles. Instead, we arrange ourselves by what we call our superpowers, which is essentially our skill sets. So, for example, I'm a former attorney, and I'm really organized and type A. So in the morning, I could be negotiating a deal for AMA Healing or reviewing a contract. And in the afternoon, I'm assisting my co-founder to schedule a meeting on his calendar. And so there's really nothing that's beneath me. And we really utilize everything that we do well together so that we can move as a cohesive, successful unit. Another thing that we do is fostering a company culture that values key feminine leadership qualities. And what we've traditionally seen in company culture is valuing male leadership qualities like competitiveness, competence, and dominance. And when we see a lack of leaders, despite all the work towards gender parity that we're doing, this is one of the biggest reasons why, because only women who exhibit these qualities end up making it as leaders. So at AMA, what we're doing is leading in this shift towards valuing key female leadership attributes like collaboration, creativity, and nurturing relationships, because we know it actually makes us more successful because it allows us to have a larger tool set to be resilient and to cope with problems, to create innovative solutions, and really to bond as a team, which fosters trust. So we believe that as companies become more receptive to including these types of qualities in their culture, you know, they will also naturally attract incredible female leaders.
Now, with all that you've said so far, what is the response in traditional business environments here?
With AMA Healing, so it's at this intersection of the wellness industry and the cannabis industry. We formulate hemp-based products, and that's fairly new as far as having entrenched practices as compared to law firms where I came from in my previous career, which are notoriously slow at evolving. So in the cannabis industry, we are seeing this green rush because of the lack of regulation where everyone wants to get in and have a share of the profits. And so if you are wanting to be a conscious consumer and understand whether the company is acting consciously or not, there's a couple questions that you can think about asking, which is, you know, whether the company uses sustainable practices. At AMA, we upcycle hemp waste by using it to power the extraction facility. And, you know, another question is the company transparent about how their products are sourced? So you know what you're getting and what you're buying and putting into your body. It's really important to look for a third-party test where an independent lab tests the product and shows you what's in it, including any toxins and harmful chemicals or heavy metals, which are often used in the extraction process because it's easy and cheap, but you don't want to put those things in your body. In the wellness industry, man, it suffers by falling into this really old marketing trap that tells the consumer she is broken. But then they tell you, don't worry, because if you buy this drink or makeup or athletic shoe, it will fix you. You will become better, prettier, healthier, thinner, more lovable, etc. And that's a really unconscious way of marketing, by breaking us down to build us up. So we're seeing a shift towards moving away from that. And I'm really excited to be part of an industry where we're turning that on its head.
Today, we're joined by Danielle Sundberg, the founder of health and wellness brand AMA Healing and an expert in human growth potential. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Danielle, you've co-founded AMA Healing with your husband. Tell us more about the business and how you apply your wisdom to the company as well. Take that further.
Yeah. We did. We founded this company together. And, you know, when you're building a business together and you go home to the same person, it really forces you to learn how to disagree productively, because we have to continue to choose to see each other as a teammate instead of as an opponent in a disagreement. Because when we can continue seeing ourselves as teammates, even if we hold opposing viewpoints, it helps us to approach disagreements in a more relaxed, compassionate way. And I've learned that even if I don't agree with him, there's always something I can learn from listening to my husband's perspective, as much as it might pain me to admit. And that definitely helps the company move forward faster and more with ease.
Great input there. And the takeaway there is being productive with your disagreements, because it's impossible that you would agree on everything. So good stuff there. Great input. Lastly, what's next for your business? Anything that we should be aware of?
Oh, we are so excited about the future of wellness and what we're doing at AMA Healing. The future of wellness, we're seeing this huge shift from this traditional one-size-fits-all approach to individual wellness pathways. And right now, we're working on developing individualized products based on your personal genetic predisposition to CBD, hemp, cannabis. And we're working right now with an incredibly talented researcher and advisor who has designed a cannabis genetics test that provides really incredible in-depth results on how it impacts your individual health from different components like your stress response, your metabolism, your cognitive function, to how much does your body actually need and what does a serving look like for you? Because right now that's totally varied across the industry. And so as we're gathering all this data, we're going to use it. We're so excited to formulate these amazing individualized products that will respond to exactly what you need and be really precise, which is the future of wellness.
Danielle, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of AMA Healing. If listeners wanted to get more information on AMA Healing and to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
I'd love if you visited our site, which is amahealing.co, AMMAhealing.co.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, it is amahealing.co. Danielle, all the best, and look forward to another conversation right here on EPN. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Eric. Likewise.
We've been speaking with Danielle Sundberg, the founder of health and wellness brand AMA Healing and an expert in human growth potential. And once again, for further details, visit amahealing.com. CO. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as a TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.